Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chime with his own executive decision on Christmas rejoins. One more day of full Christmas rejoins, and then you're just going to sprinkle them like you do the tinsel on your tree in and out.
Exactly.
Up until the big holiday arrives.
That is correct. And week of all Christmas rejoins.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep.
All right, Chime. If you want to get yourself in the mood for Christmas, you could pay close attention at 8:45. As we get to the 12 days of Twitchmas and your chance to get a present from us. We'll do that at 8:45 this morning. You can win whether you're watching the show on Twitch or whether you're listening on the radio. And speaking of getting in the mood for Christmas, 1 week from tomorrow, Jingle All the Way 5K at the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth. Wiggy trying to weasel his way out yesterday. I don't know if you caught that.
When is it?
Next Saturday.
It's a week from tomorrow. Yes.
I told you I'm going to be there. I'm going to come through.
Yeah, but you're not going to walk or run. That's the
As long as you're there.
Is it the shame and embarrassment of the?
Well, no one wants to see me run. You already seen me catch.
Is it the most? recent athletic activity that you participated in that has put a black cloud over your head?
No more athletic competitions events for me. I will come. I will support. I'll enjoy the after party.
Yeah,
beverages.
The snowball.
Yeah, listen, you New Hampshire people, your loyalty to this program is incredible and appreciated. But you say to me all the time, Greg, do something for us in the Granite State. Do something for us, and then I'm doing it. So show up. Mm-hmm. One week from tomorrow, I think we're getting close to 1,000 runners or walkers, and then we have the concert afterwards with Ripe at 1 o'clock outside. The weather's looking great. It's going to be like 40 degrees.
Amazing.
And tickets are just $40. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org to run. Or to just come and go to the concert and party with us.
We actually have the medal from Santo running last year hanging on our tree.
Oh.
And you can see that. You can see our tree and our favorite ornaments on Jackson's podcast from yesterday.
Oh, you were on the podcast with Jackson yesterday?
Santo and I both on the podcast.
Is there some sort of a thing? We don't have time now because we got to get to Wiggy's lead and my lead. But did Jackson, during the post-show podcast, discover that you two have pet names for each other?
Okay, no. Jackson asked us, do you guys have pet names for each other? The questions Jackson asked were, wow, out of nowhere.
Does that surprise you?
I mean, I thought that it was going to be a 5-minute. He was going to say to Santo, oh, are you mad at Wiggy for calling you Sandro? No, there was some, he was getting personal, intimate, if you will.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
A little deep. Trying to get Mrs. Wiggins on the podcast, but I'm like, yo, she's a busy woman, man.
Oh, he did? He tried to get Mrs. Wiggins on?
He's like, any chance you can do this, like, 11 at night while you guys are laying in bed? I said, well, you know, listen, Jackson.
That's a little strange. Did he want to be there in bed with you?
You know, it's a video podcast, so that's kind of our time, but I'll ask her.
All right. Anyway, your lead this morning, Wiggs?
All right, so mine is simple. The question, last night I think Courtney brought this up, it was a great point. There were two quarterbacks on the field, and you got to see both of them. And if you're the New England Patriots, the question has become whether it's the play call or whether it's the O-line, whether it's the skill players. You need to ask yourself the question, Where are you going with the guy you have when you look across the field and go, okay, this is the guy that we now need to see for the next 6-7 years?
In our division.
In our division. You know, yeah. And they used to do it. Hey, listen, you were on the other side of that coin for 20 years, whether it was Buffalo, the Jets, or Miami, and going, all right, what are we doing at our position? Because they got that number 12 over there. What do we need to do to have a guy that can at least go blow for blow or, you know, throw a few punches against him? Mm-hmm. Now, that has to be your same approach. And who makes that decision? Is it Bill? Is it Robert? Where is this football team going? Mm. And I think it all last night, it showed you that's one guy over there, Josh Allen. Here's our guy. Mm. Is he good enough to run with that dude?
Well, speaking of decisions and of the crafts, when I walked in this morning in a grumpy mood because of my beloved New England Patriots, Curtis said to me, do you think that this is the moment? I'm paraphrasing here, Curtis. What was your question? Is this the moment that the Krafts give up on Bill Belichick and say we're done? Is that essentially what
I said, given your intimate knowledge of the Kraft family as the fifth son, I asked if last night on national TV, seeing the Krafts, if they may have had enough of what they were seeing with Bill, that the beginning of the end has begun.
So the answer is that I think they're in a pickle. And that pickle is that you cannot fire Bill Belichick because of the hue and the outcry that would result. The guy is the greatest coach in the history of the NFL.
Mm. Yeah, you ain't firing him.
Would there be an outcry?
Yes, there would, Chime. You don't think there would?
I don't know. I think a lot of fans are turning against him.
You're asking, would there be firing Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I think a lot of fans. I think a lot of Greg. I think you're underestimating how reactionary fans can be.
I'm with Greg on this one.
The only way is Bill deciding that the game has passed him by or he can't do what he used to be. I thought it was telling when Matt Light was on this show this week and he said that Bill doesn't essentially have the time to work with the mid-level players and turn them into great. He doesn't have that time anymore the way the league is structured.
It might be easier to make them into great players if you gave them coaches that know the side of the ball they're coaching.
The only way Bill goes is Bill wants to go, and Bill figures that out. Wiggy, you know the man better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Does he reach a point? Does he reach a point where he's like, I'm not doing this anymore?
Hell no.
Huh?
Hell no.
No?
Nope.
You're
going
to have to drag him out of there in a walker?
Listen. We talk about how Brady's wired DNA-wise, and a lot of that is from Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is wired the same way. There's no way he's walking away at all. Every season he says it. Every season's a new season. There's new challenges. There's new things. Bill is not walking away from this game.
The Patriots lost 3 games to the Bills in over 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost 3 straight.
Yep.
They play at Gillette Stadium, which up until recently, I don't know what changed, was the greatest home field advantage in all of sports. In their last 20 home games at Gillette Stadium, they have had 7 double-digit losses.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that.
Yeah.
7 blowout losses at home in their last 20 games, a place that they would go years without losing in.
That's more fuel to his fire. To try to turn this thing around,
but you can try all you might, and fans are gonna he's losing fans left and right.
Let me ask you this question: do you think that this team now, whether it's small or not, has a chance to make the playoffs?
It's a tiny little
okay.
It's like my hands,
right?
Tiny,
it might be
like
adorable,
microscopic,
but tiny.
Adorable but tiny,
right? But you
skilled. I have skilled hands.
Oh, swift. Some might say.
Tough enough day around here,
The point I'm trying to make, Greg, is that Bill is always going to have a good enough team that is going to be in the hunt.
And I guess if you get rid of your quarterback, because a lot of people are angry about that, the boos were bad yesterday
at the end,
the boo birds were out.
They were out.
If you get rid of them, nobody is upset. If you get rid of Bill, you will have some people that are.
And we don't know what Bill's really thinking, and we will never know until he gets to the point where he only wins 3 or 4 games. But the problem is, that will never happen with him as a coach.
You also, if you're Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft or whoever's making the decision, who are you going to replace him with?
Right.
Curtis. Who?
A guy
Sean
that hires.
Sean Payton or something? I mean,
if we could get Sean Payton, I'd do it today. And you'd be a fool not to, because it's an offensive game. Bill's a defensive guy also. It might be wise when you see Ken Dorsey, when you see Mike McDaniel, when you see
Mike Kafka.
Who's the coach of the Bengals that used to work with McVay, the head coach of the Bengals?
I forget his name?
Anyway, what's his name? We all know who we're talking about.
Yep.
The whole league has spawned new, young, nerdy coaches that maximize the ability of the players on the field. Bill has done none of that. He has gone backwards. Two guys that would not be coordinators anywhere in the league are coaching a side of the ball they've never coached before and ruining the most important asset that organization has. Those are all fireable offenses.
Well, I was going to say, do you think putting Matt Patricia in charge of the offense is a fireable offense?
Of course. How can you look at anybody with a straight face and say that was in the best interest of the football team?
See, you can't, but the problem is...
There's no but. That's his whole resume here.
Right.
I do what's best for the TEAM team.
Right, but the problem is you wouldn't have those six banners if it wasn't for the man on the sidelines. That's the problem that the Crafts are always going to have
to... That's why I'm saying they can't fire him.
They'll always... And,
he has to go on his own.
And they can't fire him because he, even though... And it was Zach Taylor from Cincinnati... Even though they might be struggling, they're always going to be in the playoff hunt. Until he gets to the point, Bill, where he's coaching teams that go 5-12, 4-13.
You're mistaking playoff hunt with contention.
No, this team is not
in contention.
But it doesn't matter because
yes, it does to the Crafts.
The fan base will always look at it and go, oh, if we made the playoffs last year, we got hope. And when you've won six titles and the reason why those banners hang from Gillette Stadium and you're able to now enclose the whole place in glass is because of the man on the sidelines and obviously number 12.
Of course it's not because of the man. None of that has happened since he left.
Yeah,
the team looks like it's not recognizable.
What's that saying when you built up so much goodwill? Because of what you are, they're not going to walk away from him.
He's bulletproof is what you're saying.
He has to be horrible.
Yeah, but the guy you're crediting with building the dynasty never worked a day on it. It's the other guy that built the dynasty.
Yeah, but they don't look at it like that.
We have a poll question up. The Greg Hill Show. Yeah. Have you lost faith in Belichick's ability to win another Super Bowl with the Patriots? 66% say yes.
Wow, how many votes?
Already 120 votes.
Yeah, I believe the fans that way, but do you think the Crafts believe that?
You just said the fans wouldn't want them to fire Bill. You literally just said that.
No. I'm more on the point of the Crafts are not going to fire Belichick. There's no way.
Didn't the Cowboys fire Tom Landry? I think any coach is fireable.
No. I don't think not when you're Bill Belichick.
No, I don't think he is, Shime. I'm not debating whether they should or shouldn't. I don't think he's fireable. I think he has to go on his own.
Right.
But if the fans don't care, then what do the Crafts have to lose if they do fire him? Like what?
Great point.
Because,
you know, don't the Crafts do everything to try to get butts in seats and.
But the reason why they won't fire him is because of Brady. The reason why is because of Brady. They let Brady go. What did Brady do? He went out, won a Super Bowl.
So they're nervous he would go to another team.
Let's say Bill goes to another team and he turns that team around.
That's fair.
There's no way they're going to let that man go.
Good point.
Well, if
all
he
right.
takes Patricia and Judge, you know that won't happen.
Well, we finally got through today's leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. Aaron Rodgers saying some very interesting things. Mm. And so we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up. And then the news with Courtney at 7:30 this morning and why the Curtis family made a grave error when naming their son during the news coming up at 7:30. Right now, speaking of Courtney, this is what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Wilmington Builders Supply, the Matthews Bros. 24 to 10 was the final from Gillette last night. Mac Jones threw for 195 yards and a touchdown. Ramondre Stevenson was the lead rusher. He had 10 carries on 54 yards. A lot of people talking about Mac on the sideline. He seemed to yell, "Throw the effing ball," then seemed to say, "The running game sucks." He talks about the moment after the game.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which is working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously, you don't want to get your emotions, get the best of you, but, yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
What a poor, honestly, I know he's a grown man, but the poor kid. Yeah. It's like I mean, I'm not making excuses for him,
right.
but he's been effed with the entire season.
What if Patricia?
Do you agree?
I feel bad for him. I do agree,
and I've said that before. What if Patricia would have looked over and said, "We can't throw the effing ball because you suck."
Oh. Patricia was having a bite to eat at the time.
Did you see the one-time play? Patricia kind of just like looked up at the sky and was like, "Oh my God, what did I get myself into?"
Ooh, programming note, Greg. Monday morning, we got the time 7:30. Bill Belichick will join us Monday morning.
7:30 Monday morning on this show.
Well, they'll have the whole weekend to.
It's going
to
be a jolly experience.
By the way, I just want on behalf of Matt Patricia, WEEI will donate $2,000 based on that comment that Curtis just made. With regard to his weight.
Terrible. Anyways.
They call me Jack Curtis.
But yeah, I mean, you saw Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels go at it once, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Really go at it once on the sidelines.
Yeah, and then he chewed out Billy O'Brien one time.
Yeah.
That
but that's
great.
Brady, though.
That's Tom Brady, not Mac Jones.
Right.
I mean, Matt Patricia must have been a little steamy under the collar. But that
goes back to what you said, Greg, of whoever was Hasselbeck or whatever. There is an issue between Mac and Patricia.
And other players, I think.
Other players, but the only problem is he can't bury Mac on the bench like he can Kendrick Bourne.
Why?
Because, because it's your starting quarterback.
So?
But I thought
that doesn't matter to Bill.
I think it's harder to do that, though. Mm. It's harder to bury the starting quarterback on the bench.
And I don't want to jump in here. I just saw breaking news. Ticonderoga, the pencil company, has demanded Matt Patricia remove their pencil from his ear.
All right, the Celtics, they play tonight, taking on the Heat for the second time of back-to-back with Miami at home. Tip at 7:30. Jimmy Butler is expected to play. He took to Instagram. He said, "Boston, I'm on my way. Go Heat." And Ken just sent me, you can hear the MIAA High School Football Championships on WEEI live from Gillette Stadium this Saturday, December 3rd. That's tomorrow, with Andy Gresh on the call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
St. John's Prep is in the Super Bowl.
Against Springfield Central. That'd be a good game.
And St. John's, I watched them on Thanksgiving. They are a good team. Yeah. They got one guy going to Georgia.
Yeah, they get the kid Janelle Arago, I think his last name. He's going to UJ. Very good plays. Safety.
Yep.
I want to wish good luck to my friend Mark. Has a son playing on the Grafton team.
Okay.
I believe they're playing Duxbury, so all I'd right. like to wish them luck. And a good time to
the
ask.
Luxbury.
The Luxbury. And a good time to ask, with Coach A announcing that after 29 years, he will be leaving Central Catholic.
Yes.
Is that possible? Is there a possible opening for a head coach, somebody who knows the football team and the entire program very well?
Kind of know the area, so recruiting. I know the Lawrence, Methuen. I know all that area, so I think I could recruit well.
You know what? You could bring me in as your play caller. I have zero experience.
That's all right. Belichick did it.
That seems like that works.
Yep.
What do you think? You should be the head coach of Central Catholic, Wiggs.
Yeah, I don't think it pays enough for me. I think you have to be a teacher, too. I don't know what I could teach.
You'd be a good teacher.
Yeah, I could probably teach.
What would you teach?
History? I would teach like.
We know what he would teach.
Sex ed.
No.
There you go.
I could teach that, but nowadays it's too
We're
going to
teach
sticky
only
situation.
Black history for 4 hours a day.
I would teach street ethics.
Okay.
We could use you in Dover.
We don't want you teaching them anything about bears and swimming, okay?
Mm. No zoology.
You see the trailer yet for the...
Oh, yeah, I have. Cocaine Bear?
Cocaine Bear, that movie.
Now, let's get into Adam and Eve.
That's one of Ray Licata's last roles was Cocaine Bear.
Yes, it is.
R.I.P., Ray Licata.
Yes.
You can tune in to WEEI HD2 if you have an HD radio, or listen on the Odyssey app by searching for MIAA Football Championships. Contractors Wilmington Builder Supply has everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Matthews Brothers Windows. Wilmington Builder Supply has what you need. Get your new window project started with Matthew Brothers Windows today. WILMbuild.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
More sad news. Ray Licata.
I still can't believe I did that with a live audience.
Go watch Cocaine Bear, and then you'll... Because you've never seen him in a movie, have you?
No, I think I have, because I was looking for a gift to send back to the tweet that you tweeted at me yesterday, and I found one, and I've seen him around.
Wiggy has the best gift game of anybody I've ever met.
He does.
Love the gifts.
Wigs out.
You should teach gifts.
Oh, that'd be good.
I just got a text from Ken. First hour, our second hour of the Ken and Curtis show interrupted for a live soccer broadcast tomorrow morning.
I'm telling everybody in advance, Ken, we're not doing soccer tomorrow. Patriots, kind of a big story. 31 degrees and sunny outside, afternoon high of 44. But Greg, interesting note, the royal family is here to combat global warming. Mm-hmm. Going to be a warm one tomorrow. Highs approaching 60 degrees in the city of Boston.
Well, they need to do more. They're not giving out enough trophies for people who are saving the earth.
Yep.
And you know what I found out yesterday? My neighbor goes to BC High, that they get out half days whenever Biden goes to UMass Boston, so they all have a half day today.
Oh, wow.
I can't even make fun of Courtney anymore because my daughter, the love of my life, Julia Hill, went all the way over. She lives in East Boston. She went to a park yesterday to watch the royal couple walk.
Oh, my man. Girl. Julia is my girl.
So I can't even make fun of you anymore. All right. They said it. Coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anybody reminiscing fondly over Moral Victory Mondays? Remember when we at least used to have those? What is it, Curtis? It's a dumpster fire Patriots Friday. Is that what it is this morning?
It is a fire everyone Friday.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we
and
used
by the
all
way,
those
this
up.
This poll question is now up to about 300 votes already. 68% say they have lost faith in Belichick's ability to win a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Really? Wow. Mm. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yep.
But Wiggy says there's still a chance.
I mean, there is.
Tiny little sliver of a chance.
A chance of what?
To make the playoffs.
You think they can get three more wins out of the rest of their schedule?
I don't think nine's enough. I don't think nine's going to be enough.
Because four definitely
need 10.
Not.
They're going to need 10 wins, Wiggy.
I have a chance at Powerball. Okay. I mean,
so you think they're beating this Buffalo team again?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. Miami?
You think they're going to beat Miami?
I don't think so. Probably not.
Arizona?
The seventh seed is the Jets. Do you think the Jets are going to...
The seventh seed would be the Chargers.
No, not right now. It's the Jets. Go look at the Jets. The Jets are 7-4. The Chargers are 6-5. Oh. So the seventh seed is the Jets with 7 wins. Do you think the Jets are going to win 3 games?
The Chargers are in the playoffs right now because the Patriots lost. They have not played their 12th game. They are 6-5. They are the seventh seed.
But if you just based on the wins, the Jets are... I'm looking right here on ESPN. Unless ESPN's got it wrong.
No, you're right.
The Jets are 7-4. The Chargers,
Dolphins, Bengals, Jets are the wild card team.
Yes,
you're right.
So the Jets are sitting there at the seventh seed at 7-4. You already beat them twice. Do you believe that the Jets will win? You know, 3 out of their remaining 5 games to end up at 10 wins?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's about this team, and
they're
in disarray. You have the quarterback f bombing the whatever he is,
right.
the OC without the title. Loudly on the bench on national television. You have coming up after 8. We'll hear from yet another New England Patriot who dares to critique the offensive play calling on this team. We'll play that after 8. There needs to be some sort of a motivational speaker who brings everybody together, and I don't think that's happening. So.
Wiggs does have a point, though. Look at the Jets rest of their season. They got the Vikings, the Bills. Then they got the Lions and Jags.
Right.
Then the Seahawks and Dolphins. So you're right.
I'm just saying that not that they're going to make the playoffs, but there's still a chance that they can.
There's still a sliver
of
a chance.
And if they do...
There's a 28% chance this morning, according to the New York Times that does like 1,000 simulations.
And if they do, it just goes back to, this is why the Crafts will never fire Bill.
No, you're right.
They have had 7 double-digit losses at home in their last 20 home games. That is a fireable offense.
Yeah, but you don't... What
you saying that is like me turning on the television and seeing Emily Ratajkowski walking funny after being with Pete Davidson and saying, I still have a chance.
You've got zero chance.
No.
That was a remarkable
She was glowing while sitting courtside with him.
She has a glow on her.
Yeah. That analogy don't even make
what
sense.
What a shoehorn.
All right, anyway, we have got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and hide me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, I'm going to say it. Wiggy's been saying it in a different way. I'm going to say it. Blow for Brady. It's time to blow for Brady, Curtis.
If I'm Tom Brady and I'm watching that game, I say, never mind.
All right. Where are we starting, Shine, when it comes to they said it? A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
So a former Patriot, Ted Johnson, believes that this is not a great spot for the New England Patriots. Here's what he had to say.
You know, my biggest takeaway, guys, is that this is probably, for me, at least I feel like this is the lowest the Patriots have been post Tom Brady era. Like this game in this moment right here, they could have maybe there's could have been a referendum on their defense in this game. Maybe they could have come out and showed something, and they didn't. And the way they played in the hometown and their home crowd at home was, I thought, embarrassing in a lot of respects, the way they played. And so to me, this feels like the lowest point in the post Tom Brady era.
Lower than losing that playoff game in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Was last night a lower moment than that?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't think we're going to get there.
Yeah.
We're not even going to have that opportunity this season in my mind. So, yeah, I think it's lower than that.
I think it's lower than that because, and Ted might be right, it's lower than that because where do you go from here? What are you? Right? And when you lost the playoff game last year, you felt like, oh, okay, this team, they made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. There was, you know, you could see some, like, silver lining ahead of you.
He's going to progress next year.
But now you're at the point, the questions that we constantly ask about Mac Jones, and it's like, where is this team going?
All right. That's Ted Johnson. What's next, Shine?
We have Aaron Rodgers talking about if he'd be willing to sit out for the Packers so Jordan Love could play. Here's what he had to say.
You know, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, you know, I'll approach that with an open mind and without any bitterness or resentment. You know, obviously, like I said, I want to win out, and we don't have to have those conversations. But, I understand if we don't, that's a possibility to have that conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, I see what he's saying. My thumb's jacked up.
He'd be willing to sit.
They got no chance of making the playoffs.
Is he going to be there next year?
He has to be.
That money is ridiculous.
Trade him.
No,
that money's
like crazy. $60 million in dead cap.
I think it's $90 million over the next 2 years.
Yeah, the only team with worse dead cap would be the Broncos with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right, and then last but not least.
Yeah, my guy Captain America, Christian Pulisic, was asked about getting hit in the game and when he came out injured and exactly what the injury was.
Okay. I mean, it's a pelvic contusion, you know.
It's not a euphemism, Henry. It's what it sounds like.
No, but at the same time, it's not. Like, I didn't get, like, hit in the balls, but, like, I'm all right. I'm all right. It was very painful, and it just, that bone is there for a reason to protect you, I think, and I hit it well, and it was sore, but like I said, I'm getting better.
There's an Office reference for everything.
That's
Andy Bernard.
Bone right there
which bone is he talking about?
To protect you.
You got hit.
Don't you wear a cup?
He's trying to say he got hit in the ball area. He got, like, there's no such thing. Like, you get hit in that area. That area is where it hurts the most.
You don't wear a cup in soccer?
No. I think baseball's the only sport where you wear a cup. And hockey. You know who else has a pelvic contusion? Emily Ratajkowski.
Wiggy wants a rim shot on that shot. All right. That is They Said It. That game is at 10 o'clock tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? That is correct. Up early and having a few brewskis and enjoying the game.
Bobes wants to go to a bar. Bobes asked me if I mean, are there any bars Bobes open knows at what's 10 a.m. Let's go. To watch the game.
You don't go to bars.
You and Bobo go.
I'm going to go USA, Curtis. I'm a huge soccer fan.
Can you ask the bar?
Wear your red scarf.
Can you ask the bar to turn the game down and put on Ken and Curtis while everybody's watching the game?
Going to wear your proud American flag t-shirt?
Yeah, of course, yes. All right. That is They Said It. Time for this.
It's time for
This morning on the Greg Hill Show.
The news.
I can set the dialogue for the city.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
To announce his resignation.
On WEEI.
Well, the royal visit, it continues yesterday.
When are these people leaving?
We think Saturday.
Thanksgiving. This is like when you have your family come visit from another state and it's Saturday morning and you're like, you're still here?
Yeah, I think tomorrow.
Like they're leaving tomorrow?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday they visited Somerville and Eastie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I will say, I just got emotional there. I have a friend who's a reporter in Boston and he was kind of following them around for his work day. And he told me that they were so kind to everybody that came out to see them, stopped and talked to every single individual that was out, you know,
okay,
like, at the barricades.
What else are they going to do? They don't have anything to do. There's never been a couple mm-hmm. who have zero things on their schedule. Like if they're one of those couple calendars that Courtney and Santo use, it says, what do you mean it's packed?
They've got charity events.
They're walking around Pierce Park.
They did that because apparently Michelle Wu was showing them the living seawall that the Boston has done to help with recent flooding.
The living seawall?
Yes.
Okay.
The recent flooding by coastal storms. This helps prevent it.
Uh-huh.
We can hear a little bit about from Michelle Wu.
They're delightful and generous with their time. They are very, very interested in the many ways that people are all connected to this larger mission of helping to restore and repair the planet.
They have 17 palaces.
She sounds nervous all the time.
They keep the heat on. Like
what in God's name do they have to do with anything? Do they get a degree in Scientology, in science, in global warming, in climatology? Do they have any idea of anything? Why is our mayor talking to a princess about global warming?
This is the living seawall. If necessary, you can eat it also.
And I don't have anything against Kate, whatever. She seems like a lovely person. I have an issue with us giving her these platitudes and stopping traffic for our mayor to show her a seawall.
This living seawall is made of kale,
mm-hmm.
and it can also be used as a straw.
Mm. Straws are the most important thing.
Mayor Wu, what does Princess Kate know about the climate? How is she in any way an expert on anything outside of designer clothes?
And she's probably what the hell is a living seawall?
I'm told that I have to take a blue bike to work, but she has 16 palaces that have the heat at 73 every day.
Well, you sound a lot like some people in the city who really don't care whether or not they're here. Mm-hmm. We can hear from Kelly Square pub owner John Mastrangelo.
College kids, more than regular East Boston people. Well, because everybody's working, everybody does their thing, and everybody's got other headaches. They're not worrying about the royal family.
Great pizza at Kelly's.
Give that man an award of some kind. Give him the Marconi Award. I will give it to that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
And get to Kelly Square Pub. Great pizza down there.
Oh, really?
Right on Bennington Street.
Really?
Yeah, Bennington and Marion.
Is it sheet pizza?
No.
Bar?
What do you mean sheet pizza?
Wait, you never had sheet pizza?
Does it have the corn?
It's regular pizza.
Bar pizza is not sheet pizza.
No, you mean since it's come out on a metal tray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cornmeal on the bottom?
That's delicious.
No, they don't do cornmeal on the bottom of theirs.
Shucks.
I mean, this is literally good. Like talking about obesity and sitting there and stuffing your face with fast food. Like you're asking someone who is as big of a contributor to global warming as anybody that's ever lived about how we should fix our way that we live in order to save the planet.
Curtis, the royal family just ordered 15 electric Bentleys, so you're wrong about that.
It's unbelievable.
They're actually a Land Rover family.
Oh, they
are? All they drive,
yeah. How's is that helping the environment?
I don't know.
Like when they're zooming around in the motorcade with 47 Land Rovers?
I think they have the technology where when they get to a stoplight, it does shut down the car. So I do think they're helping a bit.
Well, you know, Land Rovers, I don't think they make electric vehicles just yet.
No.
We got to take a quick break. We will get to the rest of the news, including why the Curtis family made a grave error when it comes to naming their son. We'll get to that. And also, finally, the United Nations has done something meaningful, what they did to pay respect to the sandwich. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, you know what? We don't have football anymore, but we still have Christmas. So there's some sort of a bright spot out there, Curtis.
There really is. And, you know, this year I'm just grateful for all of you.
Mm-hmm. Glass half full.
Uh-huh.
You don't even have the Bucks to kind of root for.
12 days of Twitchmas coming up at 8:45, your chance to win a present from us. And there's some extraordinary things under that tree in the studio. By the way, I have identified where Dale the Elf is. I don't know. I haven't seen much of a discussion in the Twitch chat this morning about where Dale the Elf is. So I don't
Dale
know,
here.
I don't know if they've identified where Dale the Elf ended up this morning or not.
He's a rascal, that one.
That Dale?
He stole a thing of toilet paper overnight. Yeah. And
they tend to make a mess for some reason.
And put it on the tree?
Yeah. Does he not know that there's a shortage of toilet paper, or are we past that? Yeah,
I think we're past paper shortage.
You should have seen what happened to the Bergie doll in there.
That was a pandemic thing, the toilet paper shortage. Anyway, you can watch this show on Twitch, and you should go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 12 days of Twitchmas coming up at 8:45. After 8, yet another New England Patriot dares to criticize the play calling. And we will hear that after 8. But now back to the news with you, Courtney.
Penn State scientists are claiming a breakthrough in the Amelia Earhart mystery.
Oh, this is kind of crazy.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wiggy?
Yes, the first woman to fly around the world.
Attempt.
Yes,
attempt
Wiggy.
It.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
Well
I mean,
done.
I know
Wiggs.
That one.
Well done. I remember it like it was yesterday when she left. I was on the air. I did a live broadcast when she took off.
Wow.
In her one-seater.
You've really seen it all.
So what if they discover?
If true, this would be crazy. So in 1991, there was a piece of metal that was found on an island just north of Samoa. Mm-hmm. And this piece of metal, they were saying, ooh, could this be connected to Amelia Earhart? And now Penn State is saying they have a new technology that can show hidden letters and numbers on this piece of metal. If they are able to do that, they could do some type of coding to see if it belongs to the plane, which would show that she landed on this island.
Okay. And she just died on the island? I mean, she could never that get would off. Be, it was like an uninhabited island or something.
Which is
like
sad
that.
To think yes, about. But yes, yes. I actually think I would rather that than like a burning crash.
Well, maybe she survived then.
Wasn't you. Why do you care?
I'm putting myself in her shoes. Would I rather die on an island or die in a burning crash from my plane?
We don't know how long she lived on the island
exactly.
For.
Exactly.
She could have been like Tom Cruise in Castaway.
Yeah.
Where's Wilson?
She could have made a little life for herself.
Right.
I mean, she was probably eaten by animals or something. I mean, that's what happens when you're on those islands.
Okay.
All right, Stark. That's interesting. What else?
The UN has awarded special...
Which animal would you want to be eaten by if you had to be?
The UN what?
The UN has awarded a special protection status to the French baguette.
Oh.
Yep.
Thank God they're doing something meaningful at the United Nations.
About time.
Finally. Why the baguette?
So
why not the pita?
The announcement came Wednesday, and it's saying that the bread has been recognized on their list of intangible cultural heritage.
Ah.
So other items are on this list already. Would you like to know those items?
Yeah.
So Neapolitan pizza.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Kimchi. Uh-huh. The Mediterranean diet, which I don't think that's like a...
That's like feta like hummus. Which,
delicious, but that's a few different items.
I do love hummus.
Yeah.
And not a huge fan of the baba ganoush.
No. What about falafel?
No.
No?
No. Does America have anything that has been given special status by the United Nations?
No, I don't believe so. Belgian beer also on the list.
We just pay for the United Nations. We don't get anything from
it. Yeah, they're just based here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So the baguette is now protected.
Yes.
Can one still eat a baguette?
Oh, of course.
Take a baguette to the park with some cheese and slice it up and a bottle of wine or
you
something?
You said sandwich earlier, which mm-hmm. would go against how you feel normally about what is a sandwich and what is not.
No, a baguette is bread. So a
But it's usually cut in a way where it could be connected.
Yes. I mean, isn't baguette is like the sandwich in a piece of bread.
Right.
It's the Pete Davidson of bread.
It's the bread. It's the like the ultimate bread for a sandwich is the baguette.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It's all kind of self-contained in there.
Mm.
And then baguette just another word for a spucky?
No.
Nope. And by the way, I must have missed it. I guess Wiggy said Tom Cruise. It's Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks. Tom Hank, American treasure.
Mm-hmm, true.
Okay, what else?
We go to Thailand for the next story.
Yeah.
There are no monks at the Buddhist temple after they all failed drug tests.
Ooh.
What type of drugs were they on? They were on meth.
Every single one of them?
Every single one of them.
Every one of the monks at the temple was on meth.
Yes.
Jeez, well, it probably gets boring there. You can't talk.
Still, they've been stripped of their monkhood, and they've been sent to a health clinic for rehab.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So at least they didn't just, drop them. They're getting them help.
I thought they made beer and wine and stuff.
Right.
I didn't know they were making meth, like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So. Were they making them themselves, huh?
Probably.
Yeah. Or did they have, like, a meth dealer?
The more you know.
All right, Kanye has gone off the deep end. And I'm not talking, he has done so much in the last couple of weeks. I don't even know where to start, but I'm not talking about the fact that he tweeted that he caught Kim and CP3 having an affair, because he did tweet that
he
got his Twitter back.
He did?
Yeah, he said, let's break one last window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. Good night. And then a poster, a photo of CP3.
Wait, was it an off night or something? Did he come home in the middle of it or
That's
something?
All he said. Now he doesn't have the Twitter again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I told you, the greatest gift that the Kardashians given us is that they've been able to juggle many of black men. That is impressive.
Yeah.
But the real issue
with the basketball guys.
Who doesn't, though,
They love them.
Yeah.
But the real issue with Kanye is he did go on Alex Jones, another problematic person, on his podcast InfoWars, and he continued to just spew anti-Semitism. I mean, honestly, when I read the headline, I said, this can't be true. This has to be just exaggerated clickbait. And then I listened to the interview.
Yeah. Is that him we're seeing on Twitch right now?
That is him during the interview that we're seeing right now.
Why is he wearing that thing over his
face?
He's
going back to the mask. That's what he started to wear originally, so now he's back.
That's the Balenciaga look, which is a whole other issue that the Kardashians and Kanye have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, Fauci told us we have to wear a mask, so...
I don't think that's cover a mask. All your, what it, I don't think that's a COVID mask.
Well, I believe
by
so.
The letter of the law, Wiggy, you're right.
Cover all the orifices.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I truly, like, this actually sent me over the edge. Like, there's no coming back Kanye in my mind.
We could do mental health, we could do all of that.
We should not be giving him any type of platform to speak on. I don't care. I've gotten the DMs. Freedom of speech, that. If you are Kanye West, you should not be asked to go on any interview show and spew what he spewed yesterday. It is sick. He's actually sick and twisted. And if you look at Google right now, I'm pretty sure the number one searched item right now is Hitler, because he's trying to go out there and say that Hitler created the highways and the microphone that he raps on and all of this stuff. Like, he's saying sick things that he supports Hitler. He supports the Nazis. It's problematic. It's bad. There are people that still look up to him.
At this point, he's just being an a-hole.
Yes, and he's bringing around a white supremacist with him everywhere he goes.
He's going based on, and I think a lot of it is, I have the right to say what I want.
Nobody's disputing that.
Right,
nobody's disputing that.
There are plenty of people who say sick things all the time.
And shame on the people that still allow him to go on their airways. Alex Jones.
Yeah. Don't listen. That's what I always say. If you don't like what the man says, I don't listen to anything he says.
It's not that Courtney's saying don't listen. She's saying it's clear that people are listening to the nonsense and vitriolic things coming out of his mouth, and it's having a negative impact.
A negative impact on...
on the Jewish people right now, that the anti-Semitism that is in this country right now is at an all-time
high. He's off his rocker.
Okay.
So he clearly needs help. He's out of his mind.
And nobody's giving him the help.
No.
And giving him a platform to continue to bury himself is not helping.
That's what they're going to do, though. That's what people do in our society.
My question is this. I was thinking about this yesterday. With what is going on with he and Antonio Brown, who is running the Donda Sports Agency at this point?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we need to get to bottom.
Is anybody in the office at Donda?
No.
Flex Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Bad.
That thing is running itself.
He still hasn't been arrested.
What?
An hour ago. I just got
an
alert.
Is a standoff still going on?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is in a standoff with the police.
Okay, there's a big issue going on. You said I made a mistake in naming my son, and I still haven't heard
of it. Sorry. This is the last story. Do we have time? And that's a lot coming from me.
Yeah.
I'll go through the top five just quickly. Number six, Cosmo, which is hilarious because one of my parents' best friends thought Santo's name was Cosmo and called him that, still calls him that to this day.
Kramer's first name.
It was Kramer's first name.
Number five, Celeste. That's okay.
Bad pizza.
Number four, Breland.
That's cool.
Number three, Billy for a Girl, spelt like Billie Eilish.
Okay, that's right.
Number two, Archie, which is Meghan and Harry's child name.
Okay. Archie, that's an old school name.
And number one, Alden.
What?
Alden, A-L-D-E-N. Those are the top five and six names for kids in 2023.
You missed it with James, Curtis. James Dobb.
Alden.
I guess so. I mean, since we just mentioned him, I have a picture that Ethan's going to put up. I mean, look at that guy. I mean, that is a handsome young fella.
We're a little bit behind when we see the Twitch feed.
Anyway, but James, I'm happy.
Is that
I can't.
Oh, my God. Thank God he looks like the mother.
Oh, my God. Me too. Thank
Christ. Oh, he has the most perfect face I've ever seen.
Yep. He really does.
And he's got his lumberjack on. I see you.
That was Thanksgiving. He wanted to get dressed up a bit.
Oh,
the cute little guy. Is he standing on his own now at this point?
He's got one of those things where he stands in the circular device that he walks around on.
I have one of those, too.
I had one of those, and I went... Be careful around stairs. When I was younger, I went off the stairs in mine, broke my collarbone.
All right. Now we could throw a picture up of Courtney's dog, too.
No. I'm not going to be that person. You're children not? And dogs, very different.
Really?
Yeah.
They are? Okay, good.
So you're not going to have, like, a dog page dedicated to your dog?
No.
No Instagram for the dog?
No. I will be posting him a lot on...
There he is. Look at Harry.
He is adorable.
When does he arrive?
The 19th. Monday the 19th. Santo will be flying to Ohio.
You got to bring him into work.
Once he's well-trained, Henry really set the bar high, and so I can't bring in a dog that is, you know, barking and going all over the place.
You should bring him in here, have him do his business on the floor, and then not clean it up.
You should bring him in during Merlotti 40.
All right, that's the news?
That's the news.
Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Coming up next... Yet another New England Patriot joins Mac Jones with a critique of the play calling. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.